From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in U.S. history. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan is on the scene and has more in this report.
The amount of devastation, it's unheard of. But during all this time, we got the federal government by our side, doing the job for the people here.
That obviously is the wrong bit of audio. We'll try to get Mike O'Sullivan's report shortly. Although the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the shooting in Las Vegas that killed 59 individuals and wounded more than 500, law enforcement officials say at this point there seems to be no connection with an international terrorist group. President Donald Trump is in Puerto Rico today. He's surveying the damage caused last month by Hurricanes Irma and Maria and also getting an update on the relief and salvage operations. Power to most of the Caribbean U.S. territory remains out, and there are widespread shortages of food and potable water. Thousands of federal disaster relief and military personnel are on the island helping in recovery efforts, 2 weeks after it took a direct hit from Maria, a fierce Category 5 storm. Several thousand protesters gathered Tuesday outside the Barcelona headquarters of Spain's National Police to protest alleged brutality by police during a disputed referendum on Catalonia's secession that left hundreds of people injured. The crowd gathered in the Catalan capital, shouting slogans calling the Spanish police an occupying force. This is VOA. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, is warning that asylum for people fleeing war and persecution is eroding as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Lisa Schlein has more in this report from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long refugee conference.
He's a sick man, a demented man, a lot of problems, I guess, and we're looking into him very, very seriously, but we're dealing with a very, very sick individual.
That was obviously President Donald Trump speaking about the shooter involved in the Las Vegas shootings last Sunday. Scientists Rainer Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work detecting gravitational waves. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced the award Tuesday, along with its $1.1 million prize. Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity predicted the existence of gravitational waves that are created any time a mass accelerates, but it was not until recently that the waves were actually observed. Weiss, Barish, and Thorne were key figures in the work done by the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, better known as LIGO, which measures tiny disturbances that the waves make to time and space as they pass through the Earth. LIGO made the world's first ever detection of gravitational waves back in 2015. Scientists say those waves were produced as two black holes collided and merged into a single massive black hole. The United States has informed the Cuban government that it is ordering the departure of 15 officials from the Cuban embassy in Washington. A senior State Department official told reporters Tuesday that the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country. The announcement comes less than a week after the U.S. reduced its diplomatic presence in Havana following mysterious attacks on U.S. personnel in Cuba. And a Moscow court Monday sentenced leading opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 20 days in jail on charges that he violated the legal procedure for organizing public gatherings. The 41-year-old anti-corruption blogger plans to challenge incumbent Vladimir Putin in Russia's presidential election next March. However, Mr. Putin has yet to announce his electoral intentions. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.